CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script of the bulletin on the RSGB's own webpage. Good morning, it's Sunday the 25th of June 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Maintenance takes SAQ off the air. Asteroid named after radio amateur. What would you ask an astronaut? There will be no Alexanderson Day over-the-air VLF transmission on the 2nd of July from SAQ, the Alexanderson alternator station in Sweden. SAQ periodically schedules transmissions with a nearly century-old behemoth that operates on 17.2 kHz from the World Heritage Grimeton radio station. SAQ said the event was cancelled because of ongoing maintenance work at the site. The station will still observe Alexanderson Day with activities that include two startups, the Alexanderson alternator and a local transmission. These events will be streamed via YouTube. The site will be open to visitors. The International Astronomical Union has named a celestial body after a radio amateur. Space physicist and radio amateur Asta Pelinen-Vanberg, SM3UHF, is a professor at the Department of Physics at Umeå University. She's made a groundbreaking effort to use scattering radar when studying meteors that are activated when small particles penetrate the atmosphere. The name given is asteroid 11807 Vanberg. There are just 6 weeks to go before the RSGB hosts the IARU Region 1 Youngsters on the Air Activity Week. Activities during the week include summits on the air, ARDF construction operating a special event station, amongst many other topics. We're still looking for volunteers from RSGB-affiliated clubs to help with the various aspects of the events, particularly minibus drivers on some days. If you can help, please send an email to yota@rsgb.org.uk, whether you can offer just a day or perhaps more. Yota teams across the world have been invited to submit questions for the planned contact with the International Space Station during Yota 2017. Linking with the theme of the amateur radio event, questions should focus on communications, which can include amateur radio, mobile phones, data links, satellites, and so on. Yota team members have been asked to try and think of questions no one else has asked before. What would you ask? We won't know when the ISS contact will take place until 1 week before the event, but the plan is to have it streamed live over the internet so people everywhere will be able to watch and build up and the contact itself. Please email any suggested questions to yota@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB is pleased to announce the appointment of Professor Anthony Kent, G8PBH, as chairman of the RSGB Examination Standards Committee. Tony obtained his call sign G8PBH in 1978 and has been active on the bands continuously ever since. His interests in that time have included home construction, mobile and portable operation, and most recently DX chasing. His favourite band is 6 metres, and in particular the sporadic E mode of propagation on that band. He uses mostly SSB and data modes. Tony is a fellow of the Institute of Physics. For those attending the HAM radio show in Friedrichshafen, Germany, between the 14th and 16th of July, Saturday is Summits on the Air or So Today. Starting at 12 noon, there'll be a get-together, lecture, activation and the annual dinner, so check reflector.sota.org.uk for details. A paper by IARU Region 1 President Don Beattie, G3BJ, for the Landshut Conference in September that in the longer term financial outlook for Region 1 is poor. He says that the general fund will be entirely depleted by 2021 and total reserves exhausted by 2023. Rendering IARU 1 insolvent. The paper suggests a number of changes to address the problem, including refocusing the Yota program and evolving some activity or increasing participant contributions. You can download the paper from tinyurl.com/gb2rs-2506b. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The West of England Radio Rally takes place today, the 25th of June. at the Cheese and Grain Market Yard, Bridge Street, Froome in Somerset, BA 11 1BE. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with admissions priced at £3 for adults and children under 14 getting in for nothing. There'll be inside and outside traders, free car parking, a cafe, RSGB bookstall and disabilities facilities. Details from Sean, G8VPG 01225 873098. Bangorran District Amateur Radio Society's 50th annual rally will be held on Saturday the 1st of July in Donaghadee Community Centre. The parade, that's in County Down, BT210HB. The venue is signposted, easily found and has free parking. There'll be trade stands, a bring and buy bookstall and an RSGB stand. Refreshments will also be available. Doors open 11:30. Admission is free in celebration of the 50th anniversary. RSGB President Nick Henwood, G3RWF, will be attending. Further details from Harry Squans, GI4JTF, on 07775 942 174. The first Horton-le Spring ARC rally will be at the Dubmire Royal British Legion Club, Britannia Terrace Fence Houses, DH46LJ, on the 1st of July. Doors open at 10:30 till 3 p.m. Entries free. Traders Club and private stands. Tea and coffee is available and a licensed bar open from 11 a.m. Details from Ken, 07951 460290. The Barford Norfolk Radio Rally is on the 2nd of July at Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford, Norwich, NR94AB, Talking S22. Car parking is free. Doors open at 8 a.m. for traders and 9 a.m. for visitors. There'll be trade stands, a car boot sale, bring and buy, raffle, repeater group representatives and catering. Entry costs £2 per person, with under 16s free. Contact radio at dcpmicro.com for details. If you have any rally or an event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, members of the Chinese Radio Amateurs Club are taking part in a DX expedition to Yongxing Island in the Xisha Archipelago from the 26th of June to the 2nd of July. The call sign is B7CRA, and they'll be operating on the 80-metre to 6-metre bands using CWSSB and digital. The IOTA reference is AS143 and the QSL manager BA4TB. Sukun HL1AHS will operate as VK9AA on Christmas Island OC002 until the 1st of July. He'll be on all bands 80 metres to 10 metres CWSSB and digital, QSL manager HL2UVH. EDI DM5JBN will be active as 9 alpha stroke call sign from the islands of Far, which is EU016, from the 28th of June to the 2nd of July, and BRAC EU016 between the 4th and the 9th. He operates mostly CW and RTTY, QSL Home Call Director Bureau, plus Logbook of the World and EQSL. John GW4SKA will be active as GD4SKA from the Isle of Man, EU116 from the 29th of June to the 9th of July. He's operating RTTY and JT65 on the HF bands, QSL M0OXO's OQRS at www.m0oxo.com or direct only to M0OXO. Keith G3TTC plans to operate holiday style as GM3TTC stroke portable from several islands in IOTA groups EU123 and EU008 until the 1st of August. He says no paper QSLs, please, as IOTA credit will be given through club log matching. Peter LA7QIA will be active as JW7QIA from Spitsbergen, EU026, Svalbard, until the 1st of July. He's going to be operating CWSSB and digital with a focus on 6 metres, QSL home call. Now for special event news, Dennis G7AGZ will operate GB6BEN on the 50, 145 and 433 megs bands as he climbs Ben Nevis in aid of Cornwall Hospice Care around the 8th of July onwards. See QRZ.com for further details. QSL via the Buren EQSL with SWL reports welcome. Burnham Beach's Radio Club celebrates its 80th birthday this year. As part of the celebrations, GB8OBB will be active today, the 25th of June, from the historic Burnham Beach's Woodland, located approximately 25 miles west of central London. The nearest postcode is Sugar Lima 2, 3 Lima Bravo. The event is timed to coincide with the ARRL Field Day contest, so visitors should see and hear plenty of activity on the HF bands. Planned interactive activities for the public include direction finding and Morse decoding. GB2CM will be on the air from Crossness Engines Trust at Crossness Museum, the Old Works Thames Water, STW, Basil, Getway, Abbey Wood, London, SE29AQ today, the 25th, from 10:30 to 4 p.m. The museum admittance is £7. Leicester Radio Society will be running GB0 APS from the museum's Leicester Vintage Festival for International Museums on the air today. The 25th. Activity will be from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Admittance to the museum £3.50. And it is at Corporation Road, Leicester, LE45PX. GB2NWA is being activated at North Weald Airfield for International Museums Weekend. There'll be multiple stations running a mixture of HF and VHF UHF frequencies on the 25th. Llanelli ARS will be running GB1BAF for British Armed Forces Day. The event will run from the 27th of June. Activity HF and 2 metres. QSL is via the Bureau. See QRZ.com for more. Grey Point Fort Amateur Radio Society will be taking part in Armed Forces Day today, the 25th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Grey Point Fort, Fort Road, Helens Bay, Crawford's Burn, County Down, BT191PU. All museums will be open and the club station on the air using MN0GPF, GB0GPF and GN0URN. The restored 6-inch coastal guns dated 1899 will be fired at 1 p.m. Durham and District ARS is participating as one of the bonus stations in the 13 Colonies special event. GB13COL will run 24 hours a day from 1300 UTC on the 1st of July to 0400 UTC on the 7th. The primary focus of the event will be the HF bands as well as VHF and UHF using SSBCW and digital modes for contact. More from www.numerals13wordscolonies.info and qrz.com. Now for contest news today, the 25th UK Microwave Group contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, also today from 0900 to 1200 UTC. It's the 50 megahertz CW contest. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally for today, the 70 megahertz cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On a Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using all bands between 2.3 and 10 gigs, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, from 1400 UTC to the 1st on the 1st to 1400 UTC on the 2nd, the RSGB VHF National Field Day takes place on the 52.1296 megahertz band using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On the 2nd of July, the 3rd 2-meter backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week the solar flux index remained steadfastly in the mid-70s. There was only one very minor S-class solar flare. That was on Sunday the 18th of June. As predicted, geomagnetic conditions were unsettled on the Sunday, but improved as the week went on. During a week when we had the solar solstice, HF conditions were subdued. This is pretty much par for the course at this time of the year. A change in the ionosphere chemistry with more diatomic molecules and fewer monatomic species means it is harder to ionise. So, paradoxically, despite having more sunlight, Maximum usable frequencies are lower during summer days, but as we keep saying, you may find that 20 metres remains open much later in the evening. If we had some sunspots, it might even have remained open all night. Next week, NOAA predicts more of the same with the solar flux index in the range 70 to 74. Monday may be a little unsettled geomagnetically, but then the rest of the week should be better with a K index of around 2. At the moment, maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path are around 14 MHz with occasional openings up to 18. After dark, 30 metres and 40 metres will remain the best bands for DX, with 20 metres probably closing in the late evening and usually before midnight. Spread key openings on the higher band should also remain prevalent as we head towards the end of June. Now for VHF and up, sporadic is still the main DX mode through to August, and on the 16th of June we had one of the best events for a long time. Thousands of 144 megs QSOs were reported to the Make More Miles on VHF website, including contacts from South Wales into the Balkans. The best policy to catch sporadic is to maximise your chances by checking the bands late morning and late afternoon or early evening to capture the traditional two peaks of activity. Also look for late evening openings towards Iceland, Greenland and beyond. Check the beacons and clusters for signs of activity, remembering that an opening will build up in frequency as it develops, first 10 metres, then through to 6 and 4 and perhaps to 2. Despite the heatwave, tropo conditions didn't seem to materialise last week, with no cluster reports of 144 megs or above tropo QSOs over 600 kilometres from the UK. Over the next week or so, it looks as though the changeover to low pressure will be completed, and so for much of the time will be low pressure over Britain or nearby. This means that rain scatter will be the best gigahertz band DX option. Tropo will not feature strongly again this week, but some short-lived overnight and dawn lifts are possible before the heat of the day breaks down any surface temperature inversion. Today shows highs, high and falling moon declinations with low and increasing losses, so get your EME QSOs in the early part of the coming week. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.